Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria, so all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. Verses 1 to 20, Luke chapter 2. Father, we thank you once again for the wonderful and the blessed and the precious and powerful story of Christmas, the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Thank you for the power, the grace, the salvation, the strength, the deliverance that's found in this wonderful story as well. And thank you for the joy that permeates this story as well. Father, thank you for our time of sharing your word today. Lord, anoint it with an even greater anointing. Set it on fire fresh with your Holy Spirit. Lord, use it to stir us, to make much time to read and meditate on the Christmas narratives, and to learn and draw from the grace, strength, and empowerment that comes from reading and meditating on them. And help us to be faithful hearers and doers of your word. Set us on fire to be bright, shining flames and witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ, faithful disciples who are living the lives of faithful disciples and making disciples as a life and a lifestyle. And empower us to walk in your love, your mercy, your compassion, your grace, and your peace today and more in the future. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. He's going to share a word of prayer with us as well.
Father in heaven, we're thankful for the fact that you have opened up our eyes to what the Christmas story is all about, that it goes past Bethlehem to a terrible cross for sinners like us, your son Jesus dying on the cross for us. We thank you for that. We rejoice in that today, and help us to have our radar up to tell others about this wonderful good news. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We're continuing to remind you, if you haven't taken the time to see it already, please go to inhisimage.movie and watch for free the powerful documentary, In His Image, Delighting in God's Plan for Gender and Sexuality, again produced by American Family Studios. In His Image is a feature-length documentary that presents much-needed truth with love, compassion, and grace and clarity through powerful personal testimonies, careful Bible teaching, and scientific evidence. It will bless you and encourage you greatly. Hope you'll take the time to watch it, and we'd encourage you to forward it to others so that they too can watch and be blessed and ministered to mightily. to buy this powerful documentary In His Image. Again, go to inhisimage.movie to watch it for free. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Today we're looking at reading through the Christmas narratives, reading and praying through the Christmas narratives. And let me mention too, again, we want to continue to encourage you, and your family, take time, make time to read through the Christmas narratives. It'll bless you. It will encourage you. It'll minister mightily to you and your family. They're found in Matthew chapters 1 and 2 and Luke chapters 1 and 2. They're powerful and wonderful stories. So hope that you'll take the time to do that, and you'll find that, again, you will learn things about Christmas that you didn't know, but also the Holy Spirit will minister to you mightily and wonderfully as you take time to read through them a number of times, you and your family. And again, I would encourage you, parents, if you have young children, let the children do much, if not most, of the reading, and allow them to ask questions, encourage them to ask questions, write the questions down. Typically, children have wonderful questions about these powerful and wonderful stories. Before we get started, we're going to listen to a powerful song from Casting Crowns entitled Gloria. Through the Christmas narratives as found in the Gospels, Matthew chapters 1 and 2, and Luke chapters 1 and 2. Beginning now, Matthew chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac, Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judah and his brothers. Judah begot Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram. Ram begot Amminadab. Amminadab begot Nahshon, and Nahshon begot Salmon. Salmon begot Boaz by Rahab. Boaz begot Obed by Ruth. Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David the king. David the king begot Solomon by her, who had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon begot Rehoboam. Rehoboam begot Abijah, and Abijah begot Asa. Asa begot Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat begot Joram, and Joram begot Uzziah. Uzziah begot Jotham. Jotham begot Ahaz, and Ahaz begot Hezekiah. Hezekiah begot Manasseh. Manasseh begot Ammon, and Ammon begot Josiah. Josiah begot Jeconiah and his brothers about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah begot Shealtiel. And Shealtiel begot Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel begot Abiad. Abiad begot Eliakim. And Eliakim begot Azor. Azor begot Zadok. Zadok begot Akim. And Akim begot Eliad. Eliad begot Eleazar. Eleazar begot Mathan. And Mathan begot Jacob. And Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who was called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David until the captivity in Babylon are 14 generations. And from the captivity in Babylon until the Christ are 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Matthew chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then being divinely warned in a dream, that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed for Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry. And he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all its districts. Verses 1 through 15, Matthew chapter 2. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're reading through and praying through the Christmas narratives. We'll be right back. Music of Amy Grant, Breath of Heaven. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Father, we thank you again for the wonderful and the glorious and the powerful stories of Christmas. Father, thank you for the truth that in addition to the gold, frankincense, and myrrh, the gifts given to Christ in that first Christmas in Matthew chapter 2, thank you for all the other wonderful treasure that's found in these powerful stories, the powerful Christmas narratives we find in Matthew chapters 1 and 2 and Luke chapters 1 and 2. Lord, more and more, help us to recognize the need for us to be serious warriors in your kingdom, recognizing that even as in the story of Christmas, it's a beautiful story, a warm story, a touching story. Yet, Father, we look at the reality that it was a time that was in history, that was a harsh time to be alive, with difficult things, with kings killing babies and governors and rulers that were harsh and oppressing peoples. Thank you, Lord, for the fact that you're bigger and more mighty than all the things that were going on then, and you're bigger and mightier and sovereign over all the world with all the tragedies, the troubles, the difficulties, and the storms that are going on in the world today as well. Help us to keep our focus and our eyes on you. And help us to be about your business, knowing that our goal is to always be involved in the wonderful work of sharing the gospel, the wonderful work of making disciples, and the wonderful work of fulfilling all the call of God upon each of our lives. Stir us, Lord, to be passionate about the things you're passionate about, to be passionate about loving people and pointing people to Jesus Christ, and to live in such a way that our lives are bright, shining torches that are burning for your kingdom. Thank you for the chance to be used mightily of you, as people in the wonderful story of Christmas are used mightily as well. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. We continue reading in Matthew chapter 2, picking up at verse 16. Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry, and he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all its districts, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted, because they are no more. Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead. Then he arose, took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee, and he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. Continuing now, reading through the Christmas narratives in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. Inasmuch as many have taken in hand to set in order a narrative of those things which have been fulfilled among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word delivered them to us, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write to you an orderly account, most excellent Theophilus, that you may know the certainty of those things in which you were instructed. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the division of Abijah. His wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well advanced in years. So it was that while he was serving as priest before God in the order of his division, according to the custom of the priesthood, his lot fell to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people was praying outside at the hour of incense. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son. And you shall call his name John, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." And Zacharias said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years." And the angel answered and said to him, "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings. But behold, you will be mute and not able to speak until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their own time." And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he lingered so long in the temple. But when he came out, he could not speak to them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned to them and remained speechless. So it was, as soon as the days of his service were completed, that he departed to his own house. Now after those days his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she hid herself 5 months, saying, "Thus the Lord has dealt with me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among people." Now in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the 6th month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah, and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened, when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, that the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her house. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the wonderful ways we see the Holy Spirit working mightily in the lives and the people of the Christmas story. Thank you for that same Holy Spirit who dwells on the inside of us, who guides us, counsels us, strengthens us, comforts us, directs our steps. Lord, fill us anew with your Spirit and stir us more and more to be a people that move in the power of the Holy Spirit continually in all the things we say, the things we do. Help us to live in such a way that we swim in the river of the Holy Spirit every day, yielding fully to his guidance, his direction, and his will. We thank you for the wonderful gift of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're reading through the Christmas narratives. We're going to listen to a song now from David Meese entitled One Small Child. David Meese, One Small Child. We continue reading now in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, continuing at verse 57. Now Elizabeth's full time came for her to be delivered, and she brought forth a son. When her neighbors and relatives heard how the Lord had shown great mercy to her, they rejoiced with her. So it was on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him by the name of his father Zacharias. His mother answered and said, No, he shall be called John. But they said to her, There is no one among your relatives who is called by this name. So they made signs to his father what he would have him called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, saying, His name is John. So they all marveled. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, praising God. Then fear came on all who dwelt around them. And all these sayings were discussed throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all those who heard them kept them in their hearts, saying, What kind of child will this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him. Now his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, who have been since the world began. Verses 1 through 70, Luke chapter 1. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we continue reading through the Christmas narratives. We'll be right back. Music of Forever Jones, Gloria. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession on American Family Radio. We continue reading and praying through the Christmas narratives. Father, we thank you once again for your wonderful word, and thank you for the ways your word ministers to our mind, body, and spirit. Thank you for the opportunity for us to spend time one-on-one with you as we read and meditate in your word. Lord, anoint us afresh with the spirit that would cause us to have a continually growing hunger for your word. Help us to fill our minds and our hearts with your word and allowing your word to minister mightily to our entire being as you would have it to. And Lord, more and more, help us to live so that your word is setting us more and more on fire of your Holy Spirit to be ambassadors for your kingdom, representing this world that desperately needs to be touched by your love. Help us to be ambassadors of your love faithfully and thoroughly and accurately as we move in the power of your Holy Spirit, and help us to live to be the givers you've called us to be. Help us to recognize, Lord, that you're a giver and you've called us to be givers, people who live to be the blessing to the world you've made us to be. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray, amen. We continue now in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, picking up at verse 67. Now his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, who have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the highest, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins through the tender mercy of our God, with which the dayspring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. So the child grew and became strong in spirit and was in the deserts till the day of his manifestation to Israel. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. And when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Now when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel." And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." Now there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe, of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke to him and spoke of him to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Father, we thank you again for the wonderful gift of Jesus. Thank you for the ways that his life, thank you for the salvation that he brings, and thank you for the ways you bless and empower us, Father, through Jesus. Father, more and more, help us to grow in our understanding of what a wonderful, powerful, and great gift Jesus really is and always will be to us and to all the world. And help us to treasure him more and more and grow in our understanding of what a great treasure Jesus truly, truly is. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful gift of Jesus. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. We're now listening to music from the group For Him, The Best Gift of All.
Frosted windows, rooms are filled with twinkling lights. There's a manger scene, boughs of evergreen. Someone is singing silent night. And every gift my heart remembers of easy laughter, dear old friends, precious faces and smiles, the dancing eyes of a child, all remind me once again that the best gift of all is Jesus.
His love knows no season or place.
And see him in the firelight,
reflected on each face.
Though we cherish the blessings of Christmas, his love seems especially
music of For Him, The Best Gift of All. Again, you're listening to the Hour of Intercessions. We continue reading and praying through the Christmas narratives. We pick up now in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, picking up now at verse 39. So when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. His parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. When they had finished the days, as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother did not know it, but supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. Now so it was that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. So when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this thing? Son, why have you done this to us?" Excuse me. "Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." And he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. End of Luke chapter 2. Father, once again, thank you, Lord, for every believer listening, and thank you for all the lives that have been encouraged as we've read through the Christmas stories. Father, touch and stir every single listener to grow in his or her understanding of the fact that your word has a powerful, powerful message and a powerful, powerful word for all of us as we read through the Christmas stories. Help us to recognize, Lord, that the world desperately needs Jesus, the greatest gift the world has ever received. And that we have that gift, we who receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we have that gift to share with the world. Open our eyes and our hearts and set us on fire afresh with the Spirit and the Spirit of evangelism and missions. Help us to recognize that every day we're to be on the mission of carrying the gospel to the world, the mission of encouraging believers to grow stronger in their faith, the mission of loving a world that desperately needs to be touched and blessed by the wonderful gift of Jesus. Father, with every passing day, help us as your church to grow in our understanding of the wonderful gift that Jesus is. And Lord, help us to never be complacent, but help us to recognize, Lord, that we have this great treasure to carry to the world. Help us to be faithful to do it. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You've been listening to the Hour of Intercession as we've been reading and praying through the Christmas narratives. Again, our ongoing encouragement to you during the Christmas season, make time to read through all the Christmas narratives with your family. Not just once or twice, but several times. It will bless you. It will encourage you. It will stir you. It'll edify you and your whole family. Hope you'll take time to do that. Once again, my email is jparker@afa.net. If you'd like to receive any of the prayer tools or discipleship resources we provide, we'd be glad to send them to you. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.